May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 738. Jesus, how heavenly is the place where thy dear people wait for thee, where the rich fountain of thy grace stands ever open, full and free. Hymn 738.
Let us read from the Word of God in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, and also reading in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Isaiah, chapter 55. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Let us also read, friends, in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Matthew, chapter 7. Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, that considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Oh, what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we come before thee now once more. O Lord, we trust because of the need we feel. We come begging, begging, Lord, for help. Another time of need, another mountain before us. Every service is a mountain, thou knowest. But, O Lord, we beg too as we feel it in the way thou dost so exercise us. A wonderful time, we hope, of favour we trust we can know and prove through thy wonderful love and mercy. And Lord, O do thus give all the enabling a poor preacher needs to preach the everlasting gospel, to preach Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners, to preach peace. Preaching peace would be our employing, our continual exercise and purpose, Lord, as we go on. Preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. And Lord, that thou wert so come tonight, and by the wonderful work and operation of the Holy Spirit in precious souls here, come, Lord, as our friend has prayed, to do good. Oh, to do good here among thy people and in their very hearts and souls. To do them good in a true spiritual way. Oh, Lord, thou knowest we're all sinners. Oh, and thou knowest how thou makest us to feel it. Thou makest us to feel sorrow of heart for sin. No, we would truly be in repentance of our sin. That which grieves us, Lord, not what we turn our eyes within and see and behold, all is dark and wan and wild. We're filled with unbelief and sin. And what a question it is. Can I deem myself a child? We do not want to presume, Lord. We fear in any way being left to presume, to take for granted, to just assume, Lord. Oh, what treacherous standing that is. And Lord, thou knowest we've read those solemn separating words of thine the Son of God, in that way thou didst set it forth solemnly, separating the precious from the vile. There was that man who built his house upon the sand. Oh, what a tremendous warning this is really for us, Lord. May we heed it. Oh, the treachery of not having a foundation. The treachery of being so grounded on such shifting, sinking sand. Oh, Lord, oh, can we say, oh, do grant us to know and be assured of it. We may be able to say, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, reveal it, show us, cause us to truly know it and realize the reality of that, Lord, and oh, to be favoured to know that we are grounded upon the rock, Christ Jesus. So come tonight, Lord, our burden is that thou wouldst go on to work. We carry the burden of precious souls, Lord. Lord, those here that may be, Lord, seeking thee, we hope. And oh, if there are any that are not and are in unconcerned and unregenerate state, we pray thou wilt so cause them to be solemnly made concerned and needy before thee and to seek thee. And Lord, to seek the Lord, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near, like we've been reading. Oh, Lord, we are burdened for souls, any that may be living their lives, Lord, without any thought of eternity or any need felt in a spiritual way, Lord. Any that are still dead in trespasses and sins. Any that are as we were when we were young, just waiting for the time of the service to finish. Lord, who knoweth how it is with one and another. If this is so, thinking of things that they won't want to do and think of naturally while they're in thy house, Lord. Thy day, Lord, is not the best day of the week to them. It was so with us, it was not the best day, but now it's the best day of the week. Oh, what a change, Lord, there it is, so work and make, bringing our own pathway in life. And Lord, there knoweth any that are feeling that, feeling, Lord, that they just want the Lord's day to pass and get into the things that they enjoy and just interested in more than anything else of natural things. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we are concerned, Lord, lest any go on living in such a way, Lord, neglecting thy great salvation. That word in thy word searches us and searches us, Lord, in the way that we must warn. We must warn, Lord, how solemn it is to be living, neglecting God's great salvation. How shall we escape? How shall we escape the wrath to come if we neglect so great salvation? Oh, Lord, do stir up souls into solemn concern that they may pray, they may be begging, Lord, for mercy, begging, Lord, thee to save them, Lord, to so bring them, may it be thy blessed purpose, may it be witness here, that thou dost bring souls into such concern, they must seek thee. Jesus, my soul's compelled to flee from all his wrath and curse to thee. May this be the reality thou dost work in them by the Spirit of God. Lord, we especially pray for the young people, your children and young people here. Oh, here they're growing up in a terrible world, even more solemn and, oh, so much more awfulness in things that have obtained and been brought in and what is allowed and what is encouraged today. Lord, and now it is such a day, so much more solemn it is that they're living and growing up in these times, Lord. The wickedness and, Lord, the awfulness of things, Lord, that they have obtained and been brought in, Lord, more than what we ever knew in our young days. But thou art able to save them. Thou art able to protect them, to keep them. Thou art able to save unto the uttermost. We cast our burden as it is heavy upon us, upon thee, Lord. Lord, save. Lord, bless. Lord, do begin thy work according to thy will in these young souls. Quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. May they know that reality of what we did try to solemnly preach and set forth this morning, Lord. Oh, these things so important. Oh, may precious souls be made concerned about their own souls and about eternity and about the judgment day before them, Lord, each of us before us. Lord, do work. Work among the dear friends here and the families, Lord, of thy people. The dear families here, Lord. And, oh, Lord, this cause of truth. Oh, Lord, they are the godly here are seeking, Lord, to Further witness thy appearing, Lord, thou hast worked. We acknowledge what thou hast done, and Lord, we look for more. Oh, we are zealous for more of thy favour, Lord. Oh, in love for souls. Oh, we look for this, Lord, thy work appearing, thy work begun. This and that one is born in her, born in Zion, born again by the Spirit of God. Oh, brought into newness of life, given a new heart, called by sovereign grace. Oh, that sure witness of covenant love, of sovereign election, known by calling. Lord, do work, we beg. We beg thee work. And Lord, oh, so do make seekers, Lord, and those that shall earnestly seek thee, while thou may be found, call upon thee while thou art near. Lord, do work. And Lord, we know and feel it even as we have come into old age, Lord, and friends who have too, and others more in the midst of the battle. Oh, we pray, we trust earnestly for the young and rising race, and wait upon thee for them, Lord, and watch for their souls. Yet we know too that older friends, oh, how much they need, and we each need, to be in solemn exercise, standing upon our watch, watching under prayer, giving diligence to make our calling and election sure. Oh, we, older friends, each of us, the warning is the same to us. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? And Lord, the solemnity of neglectfulness in the face of what we hope some of us have known and experienced. And oh, what a solemn, sad slighting of the tokens of thy love, Lord, it is. We do not want to grieve thee, Lord, our loving Lord. Oh, we have done, we have much to confess. But Lord, oh, as we go on in the journey of life, in the pilgrimage journey, we hope we can say, Lord, we do want to live in thy fear. We do want to be saved from this sin-bewitching world. We do want to be exercised by the Spirit of God and to live tenderly and humbly and walk humbly with our God. Oh, Lord, give us the grace, give us the enabling. Oh, that we might not be caught by Satan in his snares and traps and entrapped in the sad things of this sin-bewitching world. Save us. O God, save me, O God, my spirit cries. Oh, we would wholly rely upon thy holy word of truth, what we trust we do know, that thou hast burnt in our hearts. And Lord, we may so be living to publish thy praise, living in thy fear. Oh, this world not being our rest, we knowing it is polluted, we may flee from it, Lord. We may follow thee. Lord, thou knowest those words we read regarding the straight gate and the narrow way. How did speak to one so powerfully, solemnly on that race course in Norfolk, Lord, when we go by it now to go to Norwich, our mind goes back to that day when thou didst so solemnly, powerfully speak to one those words we've read tonight. Enter in at the straight gate. Narrow is the way and straight is the gate that leadeth unto life. Broad is the way, wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth unto death. Lord, may such a word of thy holy word, Lord, be yet used in many just to bring them solemnly to a stand, to a stop. No, thou dost make these solemn stops and bring thy people according to thy covenant love and thy purposes of love and mercy to the point where they have to consider. Oh, they have to begin to cry to thee for mercy. Oh, Lord, work in these ways in us, young and old, and those in the battle of life and those in old age, all of us, Lord, thou knowest their case. You know their condition. You know their state. Oh, do in us, Lord. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion, thy people. And, oh, cause us to so be in exercise by the Spirit. Make us right and keep us right, Lord, we beg. Oh, Lord, help us to live to thy praise and know with thy commandments thou hast given to thy people. Oh Lord, may we not be neglectful of what thou hast commanded us. Oh, where we have been favoured to know and taste redeeming love. Oh Lord, we think of the words in the psalm, Lord, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Oh, truly, we wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way we have at times. Mentioned the tea time, Lord, those two times when we were alone with thee. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, what thy people have experienced. Oh, what those here have, some of them. And oh, some of them haven't testified it, Lord. Oh, Lord, thou knowest, a burden for them and for thy glory. Lord, hear us. Thou knowest all our desires before thee and our groanings are not hid from thee. So, Lord, do work here tonight. And may it be for thy honour and glory and the good of precious souls. So help us as we come to thy word once more. And, Lord, that there may be thy attending to cases here, thy suiting thy blessing to each case, maybe a portion for 6 and for 7 and for 8 according to thy will. Do work, Lord. Bless the singing of thy praises, the hymns our dear friend has been led to choose for tonight. And oh Lord, may we feel the favour flowing together to the goodness of the Lord. For the wheat and for wine and for the young of the flock and of the herd. Especially we remember the young, Lord, who knows. Bless that which is attended to in the Sabbath school, Lord. Bless the young people. Lord, we often in our mind go back to many years ago when we spoke to the young friends here. You know, some of them have been greatly favoured. Oh, how we do remember that which we consider and what was communicated to us from very young, tender souls, young ones here. And Lord, what thou hast done in one and another. We look for more, Lord. We pray, bless these dear young ones now, who were like they were, who we spoke to nearly 30 years ago. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, thy work has appeared. We pray it may more appear. Thy work has appeared wonderfully. And Lord, we want to give thee all the glory. So help us here tonight. We may have real worship of thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, help us, we beg. We cast our all upon thee, Lord. Hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, Lord, forgive. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
hymn number 748. In darkness born I went astray, and wandered from the gospel way, and since the Saviour gave me sight, I cannot see without his light. Hymn 748.
What wonderful things they are, what we've just been singing, that last verse particularly. What wonderful things they are if we know them. I would direct you again, friends, to the words we were bringing before you this morning in Isaiah 29, Isaiah chapter 29, but looking further at the further verses. Again acknowledging the verse 11. And so one would read these verses now. You know how we've been reading those portions relating to seeking the Lord and asking and knocking as the Lord in his ministry so perfectly set forth. And God's people know his love and blessing in these ways by the Spirit giving them to become seekers. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all places, all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you. Particularly the two verses following the 11th verse, that is the three verses 11 to 13. And friends, remember it. These wonderful things that are expressed, the thoughts, I know, God knows, of course, absolutely, perfectly, completely, the thoughts that I think toward you and toward all his people because of his love set upon them. He loves his people, great and small, one of them always puts it sweetly, He brings them all in his time, by and through sovereign grace or sin abounding. This is what it will be known as. And it's these favoured souls who will the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no founding, who its length and breadth can tell. It's the ransomed mortals that know it, and will tell it, will know it. Oh, wonderful friends, the thoughts of God to his people, that he thinks toward them. Thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And trying to preach this afternoon, those words relating to the Lord Jesus Christ, he having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. He did, indeed he did, friends. And this is what Old Testament saints were looking forward to, the coming of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ, because all those things that were attended to rightly under the command of God, the people keeping the law, the ceremonial law of God, and the offering of sacrifices, the various offerings, they all come short. They could never make the comers thereunto perfect. But what a lovely, wonderful theme it is. All wonderful, all blessed to God's people, that Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. Well, friends, here now this evening, I've just mentioned this afternoon, but this evening now, you know what is my burden is for all you dear young people and all of us. Not to want to say just directly to you young people, for every one of us here has a soul, and there can be older people, there can be older ones among us who do not really know their interest in the Saviour's blood. It is possible to be in attendance to the means of grace all our lives and not know salvation. And so I must warn every one of us. The word of God, the commission of God to us is, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in his holy mountain. God says, he commissions his ministers in that way, anoints them for the work. And so we have to come with these things in expressing the importance the vital importance of seeking the Lord while he may be found. Because, friends, there's a time coming when he will not be found. You know, there's nothing, no way the Lord can be found after death. There are people who think of it and have an idea of still possibility of being saved after death. No, it must be in time. There's no such thing as purgatory. There's no such thing as a time after death. After death, the judgment. We must be prepared in time. And so how important it is. And here it is much expressed in the clarity of it. How it will be with God's people. It will be in this way. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. And I believe that's closet prayer in secret. Ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall seek me with all your heart. And I have said to you, I know a number of times, the greatest importance anyone, any soul has really, and when God brings them into concern about their souls, they will know it and feel it. The greatest importance is to know salvation, to know that God loves us, and to know it by being brought to know and have your interest surely given you, sealed to you by the Holy Spirit. You have an interest in God's great salvation. You know, all the attending chapel and reading the word won't save us. We need to come to this, to know our interest in God's great salvation. As a friend and sister has spoken to us today, you know, there came a time with one when we were in unregeneracy until the moment that God used one of his servants to speak to one with in such way of power that God caused his words to be accompanied with. And that arrow that our friend has prayed for twice today, it was shot by God into my heart, and it made me to tremble and to solemnly know I was altogether wrong in things I were concentrating on. And in that way, God caused me to become a seeker, to seek the Lord. It was at South Hill Chapel, inside the chapel. And then on a further day, see the natural determination, especially a young soul can have. There was a further day when the Lord had to solemnly speak to me in another way. And it was that in my solemn, sad, natural determination, I tried to shrug off after a few days what I'd experienced. And I went once more with my cousin to, as I think I mentioned it in prayer here tonight, I went once more with my cousin to Snetterton Motor Racing Track. And I was standing there, and God so solemnly spoke with power those words we've read tonight. Narrow is the way, straight is the gate. And in that way, God brought me to become a seeker. There, dear Mr. J.S. Green, who many of you knew and loved, and he preached here, and you have records of his sermons here. He was used to speak to me. He was used, and he said, you speaking, God's people become seekers. They become seekers as God begins to deal with them. And those that become seekers in God's time become finders. And this is what I want to pursue tonight. I feel it laid upon me to put it to you. You know what we've brought before you in the solemn things of the points, the vital important points of being prepared for eternity, the judgment day in eternity, and for us to be prepared is the most important matter of our lives, really. Is God making you know it, making you feel it? And is he, has he really in some way, in some depth and measure, made you concerned now spiritually? And what you know you need is Jesus Christ. What you know you need is to know your interest in his great salvation, to know him as your dear Saviour, your dear Redeemer. For there is no other way, there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. It's Jesus Christ, and him crucified is the only way of salvation. To know my Jesus crucified, one said, by far excels all things beside. I might have told you when I was with you in July, I think it was after my wife's cousin had suddenly died, who was a deacon at Haynes. And you know, oh, how we felt it then, the importance of being prepared. He was well prepared. He was well taught. God had humbled him, made him what he was, and he's home in heaven now. But what a voice the sudden home call of one of God's people is, and what it is given us to make us feel and pray. And God speaks to us, be ye ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour ye think not. And so how important to be made to seek the Lord. I was made to seek the Lord and seek the Lord earnestly. I was made to have to so give him no rest in prayer and begging. And wonderfully, he brought me into the favours of his love and grace. And oh, there's nothing more blessed, nothing more wonderful to be brought to know and taste redeeming love. And this will give you to know and be assured that he loves you and he's given himself for you when he gives you a touch. You know how he gives those things of favour that we read of in the Word, how he attended to the cases and how souls were blessed. And it's the same way today, friends. There's no other way. It's Jesus attending to his people's cases. It's the Holy Spirit testifying of Christ, the Holy Spirit taking of the things of Jesus Christ and revealing them unto us. And it will be by God bringing his people to seek earnestly for these things. And this is what we have here. We know it was relating to God's national people, those that were in captivity, and so those to return from captivity. There is that literal sense of it. It was so, but the deep spiritual is, and ye shall seek me. This word, ye shall seek me. The ones to whom God's thoughts are, what he thinks toward them, to all the election of Christ, to everyone whom he has set his love upon in time, these wonderful thoughts of God that he thinks towards them shall come to be proved by them. And he, by the work of grace begun in them and by the work of the Spirit in them, brings them to become seekers. Ye shall seek, and ye shall seek me and find me. But look at when. When ye shall search for me with all your heart, because of the fact, and are you feeling it, one and another of you, because of the fact of God so impressing upon you, powerfully affecting you, making you to really truly know the reality of what is most important, that you need the Saviour, you need salvation, you need to know he has come for you. And so God so causes his people to seek him, and to seek him with all the heart, because he will have all the heart, and his people must seek him with all their heart. The new heart, that is. The new heart is given you, because when he begins in a person, he gives them a new heart. It's not your old, wretched, wicked, natural heart. No, that's evil still. That's desperately wicked. We have a heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I don't mean that. With all your heart, your new heart, that he's put in you, given you at the new birth, and it's in that new heart that he's given you. You may not be able to understand it. Things are very strange in early days, young souls particularly. Things are very strange, but the Lord gradually, according to his perfect will, he opens up, he gives that light we've been singing of, and he opens up and he reveals to his people, and he gives them to know, and so they prove, as he deals with them, they must seek. And they're given to become earnest seekers of the Lord. And seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. And did you notice how it's put there in the word? Let the wicked forsake his way, and unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy, and to our God he will abundantly pardon. If the Lord, in the places in the word of God where it is exhorted the people to seek the Lord, there are so many wonderful things of the word, statements of the word, which are so, oh, so important. And God will open up his word and give his people to be seeking him in these ways. It will never be in a way opposite to scripture. It will always agree. Experience and the word agree. You'll have agreement, you'll feel it, you'll know it in your experience with the word of God. And so this word will be true for you. And you, if you are really made a seeker of God, a seeker, a beggar for mercy, begging for pardon, you will prove the word so consistent with what you experience. The experience and the word agree. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Oh, the favour of being brought into this, to be a seeker and even to search. And it's in searching the scriptures, it's in searching in the way God opens it up, reveals Christ. And oh, he's so needful. So needful. Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. And ye shall seek me. Every one of God's people shall be brought to seek the Lord. Seek and beg for mercy. Beg the Lord to save them. The Lord works in this way. And ye shall seek me and find me. Oh, God is absolutely specific. And it's grounded upon his holy will, his sovereign purposes. It will be so, as regarding everyone he set his love upon. Ye shall seek me and shall find me. When? Now, friends, have you been brought by God's wonderful grace to this time in your life? When ye shall seek me. When ye shall search with all your heart. when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You see, very profoundly, this is Jesus Christ speaking in his word. When ye shall search for me with all your heart, as God brought you to such a time in your life, and he made you a seeker, and is he giving you diligence, earnestness, to seek the Lord in this way, to search for him with all your heart, to find him. You know how the word speaks of finding Christ, the pearl of great price. Yes, he will be made that to you. The most important one. Oh, the Holy One. Oh, he who you have brought to have all your hopes of heaven depending upon. Jesus Christ, when ye shall search for me. You know, it was very clear that there were many, many that when the Lord was on earth, at certain times he determined perfectly in his holy purpose to hide himself, to go into a desert place or into the mountains. But we read a number of occasions when he went away from the people and, as it were, as to go to be alone, but they searched for him. They found him. Sometimes it was even across the other side of the Sea of Galilee. They found him, and they wondered how he was there. You see, they searched for him, and those that were in real diligence searching for him, they were blessed. They were favoured. Oh, he worked wonderful work in them. He did them good. He so blessed them, healed them. And oh, he does today. And his people must and will be brought to search for him. It will be, you see, the most important matter of all your life, really. To know my Jesus crucified, my Father, excels all things beside all earthly good. I count but loss and triumph in the Saviour's cross. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Friends, are you there? Are you in this? Does the dear Holy Spirit so give you diligence to be in this exercise, seeking, searching for the Lord, the Saviour? And why is it, friends, and how is it? And what is your vital need? You need to know his love and mercy, his forgiving love. See, where sin hangs heavy on our soul, where we are carrying a heavy burden, where God has convicted us and convinced us of our sin, and we are troubled by our continuing sinning and cannot keep ourselves. We are in great debt to God through accruing a mass of sin and guilt. We are insolvents. We have sold ourselves away, and we cannot pay our debt of sin. We cannot amend our ways and be better and be accepted with God in that way. He cannot accept us for our tears. He cannot accept us. We cannot find any payment to pay. We are insolvents. But oh, to be led into the wonders of redeeming love, friends. This is what you seek for. You need Jesus Christ and all what he has done. You need an interest in his great salvation, which is salvation by divine substitution. You need to be brought to know that he took your sins upon himself. The Father laid them on him, and he took them, and he bore the punishment instead of his people. You need to know it was for you. It was, you will want to know it was for me. You must seek him. Seek to know it. Pray for it. Earnestly beg for it. Search for it. Oh, searching, seeking, praying, begging. This is the exercise the child of God is brought into. I know it, friends. I've experienced it. And I sought it. And I found him. I can say, like the sparrows, I found him whom my soul loveth. Yes. You see, we're living our lives going on, and we know not how soon we shall come to the aeronautical of death. We know after death the judgment. We do need to be seeking the Lord while he may be found. Yeah, but what a wonder. This really, friends, is a promise. Does it come to you today, tonight, as a promise from God? Well, it really has promise in it. God speaking through the prophet, ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. Yes, ye shall. There's certainty in it. There's sureness in it. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. The Lord will. Let us step back. Here you see he says, the Lord says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, wherever that may be. I used to pray in a lorry when I was lorry driving, and I had some sweet times in there. I prayed in my tractor, going up and down the fields. The Lord has heard my prayers there in the tractor. He's heard my prayers many times in travelling. We've had to seek because we have not been able to go on without the Lord appearing, the Lord granting grace, granting strength sufficient. We've had to beg in so many ways for help. And he hears prayer. Christ is God, I can avouch, for his people cares. Since I have prayed him as such, and he has heard my prayers. Oh, I am a witness of it, friends, and not to in any way highlight myself, but to praise God, to thank God for and acknowledge the wonders of his grace, how he helps, how he blesses, how he gives grace, how he gives grace to his people to press on in the journey, to fight the good fight of faith, and to lay hold of eternal life. God gives the grace, he gives the exercise, he gives the earnestness. And let me carefully put it to you, all you dear young people. You see, what is so needed, you to be prepared. To be prepared to stand before God. You to be given, to be seeking for it. To know Jesus Christ is your Saviour. Oh, how blessed it is to so be seeking him. Young souls have been blessed. I've told you about the godly deacon at Manchester. He's in glory now. He's home in heaven now. But that dear godly man, the Lord dealt with him, begun to deal with him when he was very, very young. And he was brought to know and believe in Jesus Christ. And know his Lord, and for many, so many, many, many years. And he walked with the Lord in the land of the living. He did indeed. How blessed he was. You should covet that. I think of how I coveted, looked upon the dear saints that were in my young days. How they were favoured, how they were blessed. How they spoke of Jesus Christ. How in their prayers there was such a savour. Of acknowledging, both with confession in solemnity of feeling guilt and pleading for pardon, and also in the way they could give utterance to the favours God had blessed them with, and in praise, prayer and praise. Mr. Field, he was for many years pastor at Ashwell. He used to so much say in our prayer meetings, oh, we might have a meeting of prayer and praise. It might not just be prayer, but there might be praise. And I believe that is right, friends. You see, God's purpose is to bring prepare a people for his praise, to bless them in time that they may begin in time to praise God, and to begin to sing the praises, the high praises of God, that they will sing forever in glory, to begin the lasting song that will be sung unto the Lord, unto the Lamb in glory. Yes, this is what we should be diligent for and be seeking for, so that we may be able to sing. You know, there's much that God's people have to know and experience of sadness and sorrow and feeling of things being so hard and such sorrowfulness for their sad state that they know they're in. But oh, there is such a wonderful other side of holy joy and peace in believing. And oh friends, is it not that we should be exercised for, that when we come together to worship God, we may be able to worship in spirit and in truth, having been favoured to know the joys of salvation, the wonderful holy joy and peace in believing in Jesus Christ, and living unto him to his glory, his praise, and the praise of God, God the Father, of God Jehovah, our triune God. Oh, we should be seeking liberty. I want to touch upon this. It is important, friends. You see, what was such a sorrow in these days of the prophets? Oh, these, how it was that all the strong and healthy people had been carried away captive to Babylon. The reason for it was the sin of idolatry that they'd so much been involved in, and God was so grieved and he caused it, you know. It was God that caused them to go into captivity. How are you? Something serious to consider. If any of you are in captivity, if you're in exile in a way and experience of it, there's a reason, friends. There's a reason for it. If you're in darkness, like we had in the hymn, we were in the darkness of nature, first of all, but if God has begun with us, dealt with us, taught us, and then if we're found in spiritual darkness, how sad it is. There's a reason for it. Oh, we need to seek the Lord again with our whole heart. He bring us up out of it. Only God's wonderful saving grace can bring us up and out and restore us. If we've grieved our Lord and we're walking in darkness and have no light, there's a reason for it. Oh, we need to be seeking again with our whole heart, our Lord, to return unto him. Notice what I said in quoting part of the scripture, seeking the Lord while he may be found, and let the wicked forsake his way. That's us, friends. Not just the world that lieth in wickedness, that's us, our wicked hearts. Let the wicked forsake his way, and we can only do that by grace. And the unrighteous man, and we'll be made to know what an unrighteous person we are. We will be shown our fig leaf righteousness that is as futile and awful as seen and known by God. We are all unrighteousness and unclean. We are all as an unclean thing. And oh, we will be brought to know it and feel it. And we must be brought to seek the Lord in this way, to call upon him. You know, the calling upon him, he says, and ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. And that must be with confession. That must be with repentance. And God will so work it in his people. They call upon him in a day of trouble. And with repentance, feeling the grief for grieving God. Feeling the grief that we must feel. And God must bring us to feel godly sorrow, which will, I know and believe it and must preach it. Godly sorrow, deeply known and felt, will cure the child of God to have real repentance, real desire to forsake sin, not to sin again. But you know the sins that are hanging heavy upon us, we need them dealt with. We need to know they're blotted out. We need to know they're atoned for. And this is what you will seek with confession. And pray with confession. And pray and beg for mercy. Seek the Lord in this way. And oh, these souls that are so exercised in these ways shall find. And they shall find when ye search for me with all your heart, ye shall find. And what wonderful favour it is to find Christ, to know and have his presence, to know and taste his love, to feast on love divine. You know it, we sing love divine, all love's exhaling. It does. It truly, really, truly does. All love's excelleth. God's love does. His love is the highest love, holy love, with holy joy and peace in believing. God's people blessed, so wonderfully blessed, when they find him and they have his presence, when they know and feel it with holy joy and peace in believing. Oh, their sins then are gone. Perfect peace flows in. You see, it's this wonderful favour of God's appearing and his giving it thoughts of peace, you see, and not of evil. And Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. He is indeed. And in his presence is fullness of joy. Oh, we begin to ponder, begin to so view and see and feel that which is in prospect for God's people, everlasting peace. A little of it begun on earth. Here it is, I find my heaven, while upon the Lamb I gaze. Love, I'm much forgiven. I'm a miracle of grace, finding Christ. Finding him after we have been searching with all our heart. And oh, he then revealing himself. We hear in his voice, having a glimpse of his lovely face. Oh, the favours of his love shed abroad in our hearts. Pardon and peace so blessedly felt, known, sealed to us by the blood of the Lamb. The Holy Spirit bearing witness with our spirits that we're the children of God. And oh, we can feel it and know it and feel the assurance of it. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Oh, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Singing his praises then. Oh, it's such a holy joy, such a holy pleasure, and prospects of heaven. Oh, hope beyond the grave, and a glimpse of heaven, a glimpse within the veil. Oh, through him, by him, his blessing, his favour, his love. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. And you will want that visit, and he will give it. And he will bless you so that you know your sins are forgiven. Oh, they're pardoned, they're put away, they're blotted out. This is all to be sought for, friends, earnestly. With all our heart, we need to seek it. For we are going on fast toward eternity. And oh, it is so needful. It's so important. And so I hope you can ponder it in the ways. I know I've come so so much short in preaching Jesus Christ, preaching God's great salvation, but oh, really, truly it is upon the wonderful fact that God has set his love upon his people before the world, and he expresses here as it is here before us, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me. That might be in away in the closet. You know, there is such a thing as the sacredness in the secretness, secret prayer, praying alone. Oh, before God alone, being alone with God, praying to God, gaining his ear, gaining, finding access to God your Father, as you plead for Jesus' sake, as you plead the precious name of Jesus, and then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me, and shall find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Friends, there is no doubt in this. Where the Spirit works, although we are troubled with doubt, we have doubts and fears, but when in the favour of God, God gives real prayer, there's an expectation. You will be expecting mercy. I know this. I've witnessed it, I've proved it, and the Lord granted it me. When I was really brought to seek the Lord, so earnestly searching with all my heart, the Lord so gave me to be expecting the blessing, expecting mercy, expecting the blessing. And if I had not received the blessing, especially the blessing of pardon of sin, when the Lord so blessed and sealed his word to me, you know, I don't know what I would have been, where I would have been if I hadn't had the blessing, because I really was brought to the place of expecting the blessing. It's a wonderful place to be brought into. When such faith is given in exercise, and we pray, believing we shall have the petitions we ask of God. Oh, that prayer indicted by the Lord, which the Lord will surely hear. Oh, there are some of you that know it. And I pray that every one of you may be blessed in these ways, taught of God, favour to be in earnest, knowing the priority of the most important thing to you. Oh, to know my Jesus crucified for me, and to know and taste his love. His dying love attracts his people, draws them to himself. But look, as he reveals himself, and especially as he gives us to know his love is from everlasting to everlasting, and to know him as our Lord, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever, and to so live then worshipping him, praising him, beginning to worship him here, truly worship him, and to worship our triune God Jehovah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to live to God's praise, friends. Oh, we have to be sanctified for that. Oh, God deals with his people to make them, truly make them to be living to his praise. It's a wonderful favour to be in it, in the favour of it. All of sovereign grace. And we sing to the praise of our God. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That is what we do desire to witness in others, friends. And the burden of my heart and soul for you, friends, is that you might know and taste redeeming love. Seeking for it by God's gracious favour in exercising you and seeking with all your heart and soul to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, and to know the love of God the Father, the love of God which passes knowledge. Oh, and to be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Adrian Pickett will preach on Friday evening and Mr. John Hart next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 201. Grace, 'tis a charming sound, harmonious to the ear. Heaven with the echo shall resound, and all the earth shall hear. Hymn 201.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything they have seen amiss in our services today. Do own and bless thy word, Lord. Bless thy people. Oh, favour many, Lord, they may be truly brought to be seekers and in thy time to find thee, and to know thee as their Jesus crucified, which shall far exceed or excel all things beside. Oh, thou knowest how we've concluded with that theme, Lord, of praise. Oh, help us to live to thy praise. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.